Have you guys made your May's budget yet?
Yeah, because if you haven't, it's time now. We're here for you. So if you haven't, that's fine, because we're going to do it together. Mm-hmm. And we're actually bringing this one a little earlier to you this month because May is a little wonky.
So we have clients getting paid like April 19th, which is actually part of May's budget. We have people getting paid April 26th, which is part of May's budget too. So we want to bring this in time for you to make your budget to stay accountable.
Yeah, and we'll get into lots of things about that that we want to say right now. But we just want you to know this is your time and space. Go get your paper, get ready, put these in your AirPods, and then pause as we talk about every category and just work through your budget and let's get ready for May.
Do you make good money but have nothing to show for it?
Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck?
Do you have big dreams for your financial future?
Do you want to get debt-free but you don't want to live on beans and rice?
Or you don't want to give up those pumpkin spice lattes?
Hey, it's okay if you don't already know how to budget or if you're using credit cards to get through the month.
Hey, it's okay if you want to seem like you have your finances all together or you're not on the same page with your spouse when it comes to finances.
We know what you're doing probably isn't working, but guess what? You're in the right place. We're Shayna
and Vanessa. We're best friends, business partners, and master financial coaches trained by Dave Ramsey. We've been in business since 2019, helping hundreds of amazing people like you create budgets, get out of debt, stop living paycheck to paycheck, and know exactly what to do with their money.
In this podcast, we'll share with you everything we know plus everything we're working on with our clients so that you have the best chance at reaching your financial goals.
We want to help you take the guesswork out of your budget, improve your marriages, and even bring your kids in on the conversation.
We can help you no matter where you're at, whether you're the single mom who's never had $500 in her savings account or the millionaire who's paid off 4 real estate mortgages.
And we're not going to shy away from the tough love. We'll tell you what you need to hear and encourage you at the same time. And how are you going to make your May's budget? Guess what? We have a free template for you guys. It is our one-page budget template. So go to budgetbesties.com/budget template. You can print it and fill it out while you're going through this podcast.
All right. So first things first. It's always the first thing. Mm-hmm. We've got to wrap up April, especially right now. Like Vanessa said, we are coming into early. We're coming into May early. Okay. We're all like going through this long transition period because a lot of the paychecks the last 2 weeks of April are going to go ahead and fund May. So there's a lot that we are going to have to wrap up and really square away before we move on.
Mm-hmm. So let's remember those last paychecks of the month, guys. They are funding your upcoming month. What we need to do is wrap up the month, figure out what you actually put on paper versus what happened. Mm-hmm. And so make sure those numbers are aligned correctly. So that way you can take that number and roll it over to the upcoming month.
Yeah. And that's something that we talked about on a group coaching call is they asked, should we update or should we just do two different things, or should we just update the actual budget with the actual numbers? And that's the one you want to do, especially if you have our signature budget template, because then it does the math for you. Mm-hmm. So if you overdid something, it shows you. And if you underdid something, it shows you. And then you can look at your budget and see how you're going to fix that or what you need to do going into May to fix it.
Yeah. All right. So the first thing you want to do to set up May's budget is to list out what income you have coming in. So maybe you had a garage sale, maybe you have a side hustle, whatever it is, make sure you have all of your income coming into your one main bills account.
Yeah, which might include a bonus or you might still be getting a tax refund. And we do want you to put this into your budget. Even though you might be like, I'll just keep that tax return over here and think about doing it over here.
Nope.
We're going to put it into the budget because you need to see the whole situation, the whole big picture of what you can be doing, what you could be doing, and what's possible.
Yeah. So we go from the best number of the budget, which is all positive, to the worst number, which are your debts, and which is fine. We want to get those listed out and done, and we can move on to the bill side. So make sure you list all of your debts. And that is any money you owe anyone for any reason. And so you're going to list those names out. You're going to list the minimum payments out, right? Mm-hmm. Just the minimum payments. Don't put in there what you want to pay on it that month. We're going to just put minimum payments and we're going to come back, circle back around to see how much you actually have extra to put on debt later.
Mm-hmm. So once you've got the debts done, and we were just talking about this on our group coaching, the reason that we're doing it in this order is each thing lets you know how much left you have for the rest of your things. So debts, we're listing first, like Vanessa said, you owe that. You owe it and you have to pay it. It's just part of the budget. And then the bills are the same way. When you get to the bills, you might have some that are by want rather than just need, but the bills are all pretty much going to come out. So we want to account for them. For example, we had somebody that was in our group coaching program and it wasn't in her bills section. You've got to put that in there because that's why we do this whole process. So you can get everything from in here and in your bank account that's floating around as a bill on paper so you can actually see what the real numbers are, because that's probably what's tripping you up when it comes to your budget. You forget about this little subscription here or that gymnastics bill here or whatever, and there's like these random things. So we're trying to get them all on one paper. Even if you don't get it right the first month, you don't get them all. We'll slowly add to it. And as you remember, like even maybe some quarterly, all these things, the bills are going to be completely in front of your face and what's coming.
Yeah, for sure. All right. After you've listed your income, then you've got your bills and your debts all done. Then we move on to spending. That is probably the next most important category, because guess what? You need gas to get you to that job that you make all the money on. And you need food and groceries to keep you healthy.
Alive.
To be able to do that. Kind of important.
Seems important.
In your spending category, you're going to have, and again, this is all discretionary spending. All the things that you are going to swipe or pay for in person, that goes here. So that is gas, groceries, pocket money, restaurants. Maybe you pay the babysitter, haircut, things like that.
Yep. All the things that you want to spend your money on. And like Vanessa said, we're slowly dwindling. That income number has slowly been dwindled down. And that's okay, because we're going to make it all work. But you just need to have your spending money. And it's just like with the bills, there are some things, like Vanessa said, that you have to have, and there are some things that you want to have. But when we're putting a number to it and we're looking at it all at once, that's when we can really figure out what we can afford. So hopefully you have at some point done a 90-day review of some sort and seen, what do I spend? And now you're putting in this part, you're putting in, what do I want to spend?
Yeah, it's really good to just know what your money habits are, and then you can make really great decisions from that information, right?
Yeah, and if this is your first month making a budget, you might not have what we're going to talk about next, which is savings buckets. You might give yourself the grace to get on a budget, figure out how it works, give yourself a month or two to really get good at that, and then you're going to start making savings buckets, which is the next thing, with whatever's left over in your budget, if there is anything left over, and we're hoping there is. We are, but there may or may not be.
Right.
We'll get right back to the show, but we wanted to give you a heads up right now that our signature budget template and course is available.
Guys, it is simple, easy to use, and pretty. Plus, it comes with walkthrough videos and special trainings that teach you exactly how to budget.
We're going to teach you the exact systems we use with our clients to get out of debt, to set up the savings buckets, to create the bills account, and to know exactly what's going on with your paychecks, and so much more.
So if you're new to budgeting, our system will help you get started easily.
And if you're a budget nerd like us, this system is about to become your new best friend, your new obsession, because it's the exciting, game-changing upgrade to your budget that you need right now.
Now let's jump back to today's show.
But as the first thing that we're gonna worry about saving is, first of all, our emergency fund. That's the number one savings bucket we need to get going. And so you've got that, and then you're going to want to start your annual bill. So these are the things that come at you in a big old amount and you're not ready for it. But this time, because you have an annual bill savings bucket set aside, it will be ready for it.
I had a lady one time and she said, we have our home HOA dues in January and then our boat HOA dues in February. And I said, okay, but why aren't we saving for that monthly? And literally had never thought about that before. And she was like, that makes so much sense. So she is saving a month. And that's why Shana was talking about annual bills. You have these big amounts that are coming out ahead of time. Let's go ahead and put those in the budget to figure out what you need to save for 12 months out of the year instead of trying to get all of that money in one month. And it's really stressful.
Speaking of stressful, let's talk about Christmas savings bucket. That might be one that you start next, right? If you really get good at budgeting and you've got the main things covered, Christmas is going to come and it can be very stressful if you're not prepared. However, all of our clients are super excited that they have Christmas money starting to pile up, stack up, and that's going to make Christmas less stressful. So that might be one. But you have all kinds of savings buckets.
Yep.
You have things for medical. You have your pets. You have your vehicle. You have your home. We have a list for you. We've talked about it before, all the things that you might want to save. But that is what's next in your budget.
Yeah. Okay. So then what do you look for? After you've listed all that stuff out, now let's look at like maybe some unique things that are happening this month that didn't happen last month.
I'm going to go on record and say, maybe other than December, May might be the most...
a lot going on.
Girl, we just got off the group coaching and they just listed out all these things that they are adding to their May budget. And I was like, whoop, boy, this is a big month. And we went to a recital and I had an experience. Okay. I had an experience. My son did a great job. But then I texted my friend because I realized her son had his last recital. Oh, my gosh. Because he's graduating this year. And I was like, oh, I didn't even think about how hard this night was for you. And I just think, all of you that have people that are graduating this year, your May, This is going to be a big one. Okay.
It's like the grand finale.
Yeah. All of our Mays are going to be expensive. Your May is going to be the most expensive. And we're praying for you. We love you. We are hoping you're going to get through it. But boy, oh boy.
Yeah. And you got prom. You probably have end of year festivals and concerts and things like we had. You've got graduation parties. You may not even have just your child's graduation party, but you have all of their friends. And maybe you have nieces and nephews and cousins and things like that have their graduation parties. So there is and not just parties. Now you have gifts, right, involved in that. So there is a lot going on.
Yeah. And you might want to systemize that. It might, if you haven't already done that, what do you do for graduation? And just make it a thing. I want to let you know, did you tell me this or somebody else told me they would give money in the middle of a book? for a gift.
I think we heard that on a podcast.
Yeah, we heard it somewhere and hopefully they see it. And I'm all for it. We'll have a book coming out maybe next year. You can give them our book. Or maybe give them a book on budgeting or a personal development book, whatever book you like. And just put a 50. A 50 in there and just tuck it away. And they'll be like, oh, thanks for the book.
They're so excited.
And then if they finally open it. Anyway, but yeah, so there's just a lot. There's a lot when it comes to school with the kids. Yeah. Like Vanessa's at prom, graduation, all of that kind of stuff. And then if you're like Vanessa or these people, the sports are maybe they're coming to a close, but that doesn't mean their equipment is all done. Right. So we had a client that had to pay fees for, I'm assuming, baseball, maybe soccer. And then they needed new cleats. And then Vanessa had to get her son. Wasn't just gloves. Was it glasses or what else did he need? A new baseball glove. And then
he needed a new baseball glove. And then his glasses broke when he got hit in the face with the ball. Oh. And then his shoes broke on the field, too. But I will say those got replaced for free.
Oh, because they were
because of the company. Yeah, I emailed the company and they said, oh, we are so sorry. Because we were like a week late on Amazon after the 30-day window. But I emailed the company directly and they still gave me a replacement. So,
Because the shoes should last more than a month.
That's what I said. Seems
fair. Okay. So then some other things you might be thinking about taking a road trip, like one of our clients, and you might want to add some extra gas money. We have another client that her husband was going on a trip. So she put some money in his pocket, basically, for when he's going to eat out because he's going to be on that trip.
Yep. We have some like Teacher Appreciation Day and even teacher end of year gifts. We have all that happening. We have Mother's Day going on, guys. We have Memorial Day.
Yeah. And when you think about Mother's Day, it can be tricky, right? So if you're the one making the budget, your husband might need some money to a lot for whatever you guys like to do for Mother's Day. And then, of course, you have your mother, maybe, hopefully, and you might want to do something for them. And it might be a gift. It might be brunch. It might be going to do something. So just make sure or it might be both. It might be all of the above, depending on what's going on in your life. So make sure you think about it all the way through when it comes to that. And then Memorial Day, if you're going to go to a parade, if you're going to go to somebody's house for whatever.
For everyone's coming to your house.
Oh, yeah. That's even a bigger thing. So just think these things through. We're not just saying it. And then teacher appreciation. How many teachers you got, girl? Mm-hmm. How many teachers do you have? Because if you're smart like me, you have 3 kids. And then you can just go down the list. Just give them all your money. I'm just kidding.
But this is another way to systemize it. So we talked about can you systemize your graduation gifts? Can you systemize birthday gifts? Can you systemize teacher appreciation or end of year gifts?
Like, you should do all of that.
The answer is yes.
So all of the above.
Yes, we have learned to do that and we love it. It's so easy and it just takes all the brain calories out of it. It's encouraging you.
Yeah. It takes the brain calorie, but it also puts the joy in it. Yeah. When you have a system and you've thought through, this is what we like to do because it brings me joy. It brings the kids joy to bless their teachers in this way. Then you don't, and it's already prepared because you've already got it all figured out. So definitely systemize all the things. We also had a client that is going to need 2 new TVs and a new sofa.
Need? So, is it a need? What do you think?
Let's go on.
We haven't talked to her yet.
It's going in the budget apparently one way or another. And then this one was cute. New shoes for a baby.
I know.
Oh, we were thinking about that.
I have a thing, y'all. When I go to a shoe store, I look at all the little baby shoes and I reminisce of when my babies were little.
Yes. It's going to be fine.
I know.
Okay. So here's the deal. This is May. May is going to be 31 whole days, you guys. Get your budget ready. What are your goals for May? That's another question.
Right. So what do you have? And that's another thing we talked about on the group coaching call. It's like you have all these things going on. You need to make sure your budget for all these things align with what your goals are in your vision, right? So we know that you want to be generous. We know that you want to be able to be giving and allow for all this to happen. We're not saying don't, but also look at the 5-year goal, the 10-year goal. Like, what is the vision? And go, okay, can I spend $500 on Memorial Day weekend because I'm having a bunch of people over and I want to? Yes.
Or
you can spend a smaller amount of money and put that extra money in savings. That's or put it towards debt, because that actually aligns with your goals. And that's really what you want to do.
Yeah. And we've definitely done it before where the kids wrote a thank you card. That was Teacher Appreciation mm-hmm. Day. And it meant a lot, I'm sure, to the teachers, because they don't need another coffee cup necessarily.
Oh, gosh, please don't. So go to the dollar store, too, and just buy something useful.
Yeah.
Buy some soap or whatever, something or even something that they're going to use in the classroom. I know that they appreciate something.
And the same thing with all of these. If you're, like Vanessa said, if you're in a situation where buying stuff for these things or for these days is not really in your budget, spend some time with your mom. Mm-hmm. Do her nails yourself. There's lots of options that you can do. Make your Memorial Day thing a potluck, which you should be doing already anyway. Yeah. Girl, you ain't got time to feed an army. But anyway, there's just different ways to stick to your budget goals and also get through this month. That's going to be a big one. But the most important thing is to have a plan.
Yeah.
And that's what you hopefully have created today with us. And if you didn't remember, you have to go to budgetbesties.com/budget template. Mm-hmm. And then you can print it out real quick and start planning this. And you know what? While you're at it, you need to plan, what day are you sitting down with your spouse to talk this through and really brainstorm? What day are you sitting down with the kids? If you have older kids, this is definitely a good idea to like talk to them and say, okay, you have these graduation parties or you have these friends that you have a back to, I mean, end of school. We didn't even talk about that. Sometimes you want to have an end of school party or whatever, which is all fine. But let's have a conversation. Let's make a plan. And then let's stick to the plan.
Yeah. And tell your kids, like, look, this is the budget that we've allotted for all this stuff. Let's make this happen. And so it empowers them to get creative and figure out what they can actually do with that amount of money. Like Shana said, print out the one-page budget template to help you build your budget. And we'll see you next time. Hey, if you found value in this podcast and you're ready to go deeper, here are some ways we can connect.
First, go ahead and take the leap. Book a free 20-minute financial coaching call with us. This is your chance to ask questions, to get personalized advice, and start mapping out your financial journey for free. It's on us. We're treating you. Just hop on a call, chat for 20 minutes. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Next, join our supportive Facebook group where you can connect with other like-minded people who are trying to figure out this budget thing just like you.
Yep. Or if you want to take it to the next level, grab our signature budget template. You've heard us talk about it. It's a game changer for organizing and optimizing your finances. It's practical, user-friendly, and it's the perfect tool, girl, to start making real progress.
And if you're ready to get serious about your finances and you know you need the accountability, sign up for financial coaching now. Guys, this is the one-on-one handholding that you know you need. Let's be honest, guys. If you're going to do it on your own, you would have done it already. So that's what we're here for.
Yes.
And hey, if today's conversation sparked a new idea or inspired a change in you, why not share that spark? Tell a friend about the podcast and leave us a review on iTunes.
Your words could be the nudge that someone else needs to start their journey towards financial freedom. And by the way, as we say goodbye, remember your financial journey, your well-being isn't just about numbers. It's about all the peace, the joy, the lack of stress that it's going to bring into your life. So you've got this, and we're here to support you every step of the way.